Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah continues from the previous one, and it tells us that items that are normal to be used for an animal would be permitted to be placed on the animal when in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, so long as they're attached well and will not fall off. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. Chamor yotze v'mer da'as. The donkey may go out with a cushion, with a saddlecloth, in order for it to warm up its body, as long as, bizman shehik shurelo, as long as that it is tied to him. What is the concern? The concern is that if it is not fastened well, we are worried that it will fall off the animal, and the owner of the animal will lift it up and carry it, or amos in Rishus HaRabim, and violate a biblical prohibition in Isser de Oraisa. The Gemara clarifies that this must be done before Shabbos. One must fasten this cushion, this piece of material, before Shabbos to demonstrate that you're not interested in this animal carrying a load. Rather, you are interested in just ensuring that this animal will be warm on Shabbos. Zicharim, rams, yotzin levuvim, may go out with cloth tied on from underneath, covering the piece of leather tied under their male organ so they will not try and mount the females. Once again, the owner is doing something clearly to demonstrate that he's not trying to do any work, he's not trying to do malacha with his animal, but rather it's for a very practical purpose what he is placing on the animal. Chelim, sheep, may go out with their tail tied upward, exposing them to the rams, or in fact, they may go out tied up, vudinos, ha'izim yotzim tsururos, or the shigots may go out with their udders also tied. Again, this is for a practical purpose, perhaps at times just to dry up the milk, in which case they are tied very tightly, and other times they're just placed there in order so the milk will not drip on it to the ground, in which case they would be tied loosely. Once again, all these cases are for very, very practical purposes, for some type of protection, for some type of very specific intent. Anything but for malacha, anything but to demonstrate that these animals are being used in some business manner. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bechulon, Chutz Merachilim HaKvunos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, everything we just said and what you would be permitted to do, Rabbi Yossi forbade, except for the female sheep, they are still permitted to be covered. Since their covering protects the wool, and that has the status of an ornament, which is not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Izim yotzos tsaruros liyabesh. Shigots may go out with their udders tied up to dry. Avalole chala, but not to catch the dripping milk. Why? Yehuda must say that they are covered up just to protect their milk. We are concerned that since these pockets are tied loosely, we are worried that they might fall off. And once again, their owner might come and gather them and lift them and carry them, Rishus HaRabim, in the public domain. And we know one is not permitted to carry anything approximately four amos, in a public domain on Shabbos. Mishnah 5. This Mishnah teaches us that objects that are not normally used for an animal, or look like an animal is being used and displayed for sale, would be forbidden or asur to be worn on Shabbos. V'hama ina yotza, and with what may it not go out? V'yetze gamal bam tutelas, a camel may not go out with an ID patch on its tail. Lo aku, nor with its forelegs and hind legs chained together. Lo rogu, nor with its foreleg bent back to the shoulder. Chein shar kol habehimos, It's the same with all other types of animals. Why is it Aser? Explains the commentaries, this is considered excessive guarding, and therefore the rope is considered to be a load. This is completely not necessary, over the top, and therefore forbidden. But Yikshar Gemalim Zevazeh, when they not tie camels to one another, the Yimshoch, and leave them, Avon Machnis Chavalim Lesoch Yadav the Yimshoch, Vilvad Shelo Yichroch. However, you may gather ropes into his hand and leave them, providing he does not wind the ropes one another, in fact, or his hand, to lead all of them at once. Because if a person were to attach one animal to the next, it looks as if you're leading them to the marketplace to be sold. But if they're just gathered, the various camels and the ropes are gathered into a person's hand, they're not tied together, and the person is leading them, as long as the end of the ropes do not hang out more than a tefach, it will not look as if a person is leading them to the marketplace. By only having less than a tefach hanging out of his hand, it will not appear as if he is just carrying these ropes, but rather he's helping to lead these animals on some casual walk. Last line of the Mishnah, Vilvad Shelo Yichroch, provided he does not wrap the ropes around his hand, the Gemara actually says this is not really a Shabbos issue. This is not a concern from a Hilchos Shabbos perspective, but rather it has to do with the laws of Kilayim. It's forbidden to mix wool and linen together. Often, a camel's rope are made of, in fact, flax, and sometimes they're made of wool, tzemer and pishtim. And therefore, wrapping them together might constitute kilayim, might constitute mixing wool and linen together, because his hand is being warmed by holding on to these ropes, and therefore a person would transgress the iser of shatnez, of mixing wool and linen together.